Book 10, The Book of Double Twilight, Canto 1. The Dream Twilight of the Ideal. Section 1. All still was darkness, dread, and desolate. There was no change, nor any hope of change. In this black dream, which was a house of void, a walk to nowhere in a land of naught, ever they drifted without aim or goal. Gloom led to worse gloom, depth to an emptier depth. In some positive non-being's purposeless vast, through formless wastes, dumb and unknowable. An ineffectual beam of suffering light, through the despairing darkness, dogged their steps, like the remembrance of a glory lost. Even while it grew, it seemed unreal there. Yet, haunted Nihil's chill, stupendous realm, unquenchable, perpetual, lonely, null, a pallid ghost of some dead eternity. It was as if she must pay now her debt. Her vain presumption to exist and think, to some brilliant Maya that conceived her soul. This most she must absolve with endless pangs, her deep original sin, the will to be, and the sin last, greatest, the spiritual pride that made of dust, equaled itself with heaven, its scorn of the worm writhing in mud, condemned, ephemeral, born from nature's dream, refusal of the transient creature's role, the claim to be a living fire of God, the will to be immortal and divine. In that tremendous darkness, heavy and bare, she atoned for all, since the first act whence sprang the error of the consciousness of time, the rending of the inconscient's seal of sleep, the primal and unpardoned revolt that broke the peace and silence of the nothingness, which was before a seeming universe, appeared in a vanity of imagined space, and life arose, engendering grief and pain. A great negation was the real's face, prohibiting the vain process of time. And when there is no world, no creature more, when time's intrusion has been blotted out, it shall last unbodied, saved from thought, at peace. Accursed in what had been her godhead source, condemned to live forever empty of bliss, her immortality, her chastisement, her spirit guilty of being, wandered doomed, moving forever through eternal night. But Maya is a veil of the absolute. A truth occult has made this mighty world. The Eternal's wisdom and self-knowledge act in ignorant mind and in the body's steps. The inconscient is the superconscient sleep. An unintelligible intelligence invents creation's paradox profound. Spiritual thought is crammed in matter's forms. Unseen, it throws out a dumb energy and works a miracle by a machine. All here is a mystery of contraries. Darkness, a magic of self-hidden light. Suffering, some secret rapture's tragic mask. And death, an instrument of perpetual life. Although death walks beside us on life's road, a dim bystander at the body's start, and a last judgment on man's futile works, other is the riddle of its ambiguous face. Death is a stair, a door, a stumbling stride the soul must take to cross from birth to birth, a grey defeat pregnant with victory, a whip to lash us towards our deathless state. The inconscient world is the spirit's self-made room, eternal night, shadow of eternal day. Night is not our beginning, nor our end. She is the dark mother in whose womb we have hid, safe from too swift a waking to world pain. We came to her from a supernal light. By light we live, and to the light we go. Here in this seat of darkness, mute and lone, in the heart of everlasting nothingness, light conquered now even by that feeble beam. Its faint infiltration drilled the blind deaf mass. Almost it changed into a glimmering sight that housed the phantom of an aureate sun, whose orb pupilled the eye of nothingness. A golden fire came in and burned night's heart. Her dusky mindlessness began to dream. The inconscient conscious grew. Night felt and thought. Assailed in the sovereign emptiness of its reign, the intolerant darkness paled and drew apart till only a few black remnants stained that ray. But on a failing edge of dumb lost space, still a great dragon body sullenly loomed. Adversary of the slow struggling dawn, defending its ground of tortured mystery, it trailed its coils through the dead martyred air and curving fled down a grey slope of time.